You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy, we're under a winter weather advisory until midnight tonight. The snow is going to pile up, especially depending on where you are. If you're out by where Jeremy lives, out by the foothills, you're going to see some more.
It was thick when I left this morning, so...
They're talking 8, 10, 12 inches, depending on where you are.
That's, okay.
Pretty good snow.
It's not bad.
Already well over 100 flights at DIA either canceled or delayed, so if you're supposed to be flying today or picking somebody up...
I'm sure you'll get a text or an email or something that says, whoa, pump the brakes.
Lows tonight are going to get down to near zero, so it'll be cold.
Cuddle alert. That was last night.
After Valentine's Day, today is what they call Singles Awareness Day.
What goes into that?
I guess it's just supposed to, you're supposed to honor your friends who are single and not make them feel...
like they missed out yesterday or okay.
But along those lines, the people at Ultimate Classic Rock have put out a list of the top anti-love songs that you should listen to for Singles Awareness Day. And they've got songs on there like Love Hurts and, of course, Def Leppard's Love Bites.
Classic. That's a classic.
Anyway, so I thought that was... Joan Jett, I Hate Myself for Loving You.
On that note, there's some Spotify numbers that came out this morning, and I know what y'all were making out to last night. Tay-Tay, Dom. Taylor Swift was Spotify's most streamed artist on Valentine's Day while y'all were making out last night.
Dang.
So I wonder how much money she made off of Valentine's Day.
A ton. You told me that Nicole picked out one of Taylor's songs that she, Wildest Dreams, right?
That's her sexy, sexy song. Yeah, I had the playlist. You want me to read you the playlist of probably how it went down last
night?
Please. I Knew You Were Trouble, into Wildest Dreams, into Lover, and then you wrapped everything up with Shake It Off. That's probably how it went down last night.
I like the first ones, though, a lot. I mean, we should play one of these. Let's play Lover.
It's a good song.
Let me dig that up. We'll play it after the trending report. Taylor's Lover. All right, I'll dig it up. Speaking of music, Nickelback is back in the news. Jeremy loves this band. Their lead dude, Chad, says that it's the haters who have kept the band relevant.
Yeah, I was listening to the audio of this morning. It's pretty funny. He's like, thanks, haters.
Yeah, he says, all the detractors, all the haters, all the keyboard heroes. That's funny. Yeah. They have no idea how much they keep us in the press loop. It's hilarious.
So, and it's all just a shtick.
It is. It
They're
is.
Good. My next hoodie, I'm dying. If anybody finds one somewhere, I want a Nickelback hoodie. That's going to be my next hoodie, I think.
Okay, I'll get you one for your birthday.
Okay, yeah. I do want a Nickelback hoodie.
So just sit tight for a few months. There's this video that's going around. Somebody captured Steven Spielberg hugging and talking to Tom Cruise. They were at some luncheon for the Oscars or whatever.
Bleh.
Anyway, he's sitting there. Steven Spielberg, who's like a cinematic god, right, is talking to Tom Cruise, and he says to Tom, quote, Tom, you saved Hollywood's ass, and you might have saved theatrical distribution.
Bleh. With Top Gun, with Maverick.
Yeah, because of Maverick.
Bleh.
Because he didn't dump Maverick into, you know, a streaming service during COVID. He held out. He waited until he could do the theatrical release. And then, of course, you know, it was massive.
It blew up. I mean, that was you got to go to theaters with that one. I mean, it's not... It's an easy decision, Steven.
And Tom Cruise is one of the producers of the movie, which is up for 6 Oscars, including Best Picture.
The whole thing, though, I watched that this morning. There's a video of it, and they're like nose to nose, just talking to each other and embracing. And it's like, Hollywood, and you're saving the people, and you're saving the industry.
Which we have lampooned for years. I mean, it was even Tom Cruise who, after 9/11, got up in front of America and said, America, you need us now in Hollywood more than ever.
No, we don't.
I mean, it was kind of disgusting.
The second Top Gun was not that good. mean, it was fine.
That, so
it was fine, but
I
the correlations between that and Star Wars, you guys will see it if you haven't seen it yet. And they're zipping around canyons and trying to blow things up. It's Star Wars. It's a ripoff.
All they need are some X-Wing fighters.
It's a ripoff. They had the jets. Those were the X-Wing fighters.
No, but I mean, if they need actual X-Wing
jets.
Oh,
in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll save that for some other time. What do you got in trending? Because I want to get to this Taylor Swift song.
By far the most important trending story of the day. Season 3 of Ted Lasso going to be premiering March 15th. They dropped a little teaser trailer yesterday. I couldn't stop watching it because it is one of the best TV shows of all time. I sent the trailer to Nick Nack, my wife. And she's like, we got to sign up for Apple TV for like a month to watch it. The fatal flaw with that is they do the thing where they release it like one a week. So mm-hmm. we would have to wait like 3 months or whatever and then do it and try to avoid all the spoilers.
Yeah, I still have Apple TV. I like some of the shows on there. So I've already, it's in my damn calendar. Isn't that
ridiculous? You're ready to rock then, man. You're ready to rock. We'll have to resubscribe because that's one of the ones that I dropped to save a couple bucks. But anyway, Ted Lasso, March 15th. Super excited about that. The last remaining blockbuster in Bend, Oregon saw a huge boost in sales thanks to a Super Bowl ad. The thing is it didn't air on TV. It was actually online. And they posted it on the social during the halftime show, and sales went up 200% after the ad went up. A lot of their revenue. I mean, they do still rent out movies, but a lot of their revenue comes from like hats and shirts and sweatpants. And the second hoodie that I want is a Blockbuster hoodie because they have bright blue Blockbuster hoodies with the logo across the front, and I think that is just the coolest thing. Nice little piece of pop culture. So, anyway, yeah. They made some money, which is good. I hope that store stays open for a long, long time. I love the shtick, man. Speaking of the Super Bowl, more stats coming out. More people tuned into the halftime show than the actual game. Yeah, we get it. Everybody was curious. And then a lot of environmental activists are up in arms because they can monitor how many private jets took off right after the big game ended. And over 200 private jets were seen departing Arizona airports immediately following the conclusion of the game. So everybody ran to the airport, got on their plane, and took off. And now everyone's mad about the old carbon footprint.
Yeah, I mean, if you measure the carbon footprint of the Super Bowl just in
itself,
total,
I know.
Massive.
Massive, man, massive. There's another John Wick movie coming out. It's going to be clocking in just shy of 3 hours for this one. 3 hours of Keanu kicking butt. They say it will be the longest John Wick movie. Paul Rudd is in trending this morning because it's a cute little story. He's out doing press for the new Ant-Man. And he said when his kid was younger, like 4 or 5, he took him to the movie theater to see a totally different movie. But there was a poster there of Paul Rudd in some, you know, goofy movie. And his son actually thought that Paul Rudd worked at the movie theater, that he was an employee there. And Paul was like, you know what? I just rolled with it for like a decade. The kid didn't know anything else, that just dad worked at a movie theater. And when he turned like 15, he was finally like, wait a minute. You're in the movies. So that's kind of a cute story. And then real quick, here's your Drunk America talking about craft beer. There is a beer company, I think it's San Diego. Yeah, out in San Diego. They're using the condensation from the air conditioning units at the San Diego International Airport to brew their beer. They're collecting all the condensation from the ACs. They purify it, and then they put it in two new beers. There's an IPA called Hoppy Travels. Hey-o! And a pre-flight Pilsner that they're making out of the condensation from the air conditioning units. Nom, 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 nom. I don't think so. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this story about Jose Luis Diaz, who was serving 15 years in a Bolivian prison, but he managed to escape because he wrapped himself in sheepskin. He was pretending to be a sheep. And they caught him out in the field making a run for it. And the pictures of this guy dressed as a sheep, kind of funny. And he thought he was going to get away with this. So check out the pictures. They're on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.